If you've been thinking about getting serious with your money, like actually serious, now's the time. The Motley Fool is offering new members 50% off their iconic stock recommendation service, Stock Advisor. This is the same service that's crushed the market with recommendations that have returned 1,057% since inception, compared to the S&P 500's 180% over that same period. This isn't guesswork. The Motley Fool has a track record of finding companies before they become household names. So if you want to invest smarter and you like saving money while doing it, go to fool.com/listen to claim your 50% off discount off a one-year term of Stock Advisor. Again, that's fool.com/listen. Returns of 1,057% are from the Motley Fool's product Stock Advisor and measured against S&P 500 returns of 180% as of July 10th, 2025. Past performance is not an indicator of future results. All investing involves a risk of loss. Individual investment results may vary.
Spinderella said Salt and Pepper's hit Push It wasn't what everyone thought it was about.
And Cam'ron is begging Denzel Washington to please stop it right now. We'll tell you why.
Also, Winona Ryder and Keanu Reeves have a bond that can't be broken. But first,
let's get this started.
Well, honey, before we start spilling the tea, now we're here, y'all, at Dish Nation want to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving, y'all. Now, there's a lot to be thankful for. I know I'm thankful for being here with my lovely co-hosts. Oh, look how beautiful they are, honey. So now, y'all, let's serve this holiday dish. So Tanner can go eat his green bean casserole.
Yes! I love, what's wrong with green bean casserole?
That's what you're gonna eat.
Yes.
Okay. I was wondering who bought it.
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you make it?
Chitlin souffle.
Well, Keith Urban sounds like the kind of family member you gotta pray doesn't say something wild while they're at the Thanksgiving table. So during the Fitzy and Whippa with Kate and Richie podcast, Keith gave Miley Cyrus her flowers by giving her the most awkward compliment. Check it out.
What's up, Miley? That voice, man. Voice, like, she sounds like an ashtray.
Journey is usually the part that you remember anyways.
Yeah. And I mean that as a compliment.
He said he meant it as a compliment, but do you think Miley saw it that way?
Probably not.
It's a wild description.
Yeah.
Because it gives like cigarettes without filters, but all your life. Like right before they give you that thing where you gotta talk like this.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Oh my Lord.
It's very strong.
Like I came in like a wrecking ball.
Oh, that's not nice.
Have y'all ever gave somebody a compliment before, but it kinda like got tangled up and didn't land the right way?
Uh-huh. I do it all the time, but people gotta understand it's a compliment. It's nothing bad.
But what are you saying? For them
something
to get confused.
I might tell a good girl, you look cute, girl. With your hair, you know, a little disheveled, but it's cute. That's a compliment.
Well, the little disheveled part makes it not a compliment.
All right, okay. So DJ Spinderella pulled up to Drink Champs podcast and talked about her Salt and Pepper days. And can you believe the group almost got arrested for performing one of their classics, Push It, in the late 80s? And here's why.
As an example for Push It, it was not a sexual song. We were literally talking about dancing on the dance floor. And people took that and took it the other way, and it actually worked for us. I mean, gosh, we were almost arrested for that song.
Yeah. Did you guys think Push It was about sex or dancing?
Absolutely thought it was about sex.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
it seemed like it was sex. Push It, because especially
about sex.
In my country, Push It.
In your country?
Yeah.
Gary?
Is that
what?
Not the same country as us?
Manland.
Manland?
Yeah. Oh.
Manland.
We're like, Push It. Push It real good. Should Spinderella be telling us about the song Push It, or should maybe Salt and Pepper?
I'm not doing that with you, Gary.
Okay.
She's part of their legacy, too. She was there. So we not doing that.
Okay.
We love all the members.
We love Salt, Pepper, and Spin.
Yeah.
Well, y'all, it seems like Cam'ron out here asking the legend Denzel Washington to please stop it. So on his It Is What It Is podcast, Killer Cam expressed his feelings on why Hollywood needs more creativity and new faces. Oh. And also why he refuses to watch Denzel in the Equalizer movies. Take a look.
I love Denzel Washington as an actor. I'm not watching him do karate at 71 years old and all that. I'm not doing it. Start doing karate in their 70, I can't believe the movie. So back, you feel me? You know what I mean?
Do you guys feel the same way about older actors?
Depends on how old the actor
like
is.
Like, can Arnold Schwarzenegger still be the Terminator?
Well, the Terminator's kind of different because it's not a real person,
can
it's
Sylvester
a robot.
Can Sylvester Stallone still be Rocky?
Rocky at the, oh, the.
Listen, man, I watch a lot of old Asian dudes do martial arts seamlessly and be whooping butt.
The Kung Fu guy, the Asian guy?
Jackie Chan?
Jackie Chan, yeah. He's still doing it. I'm sure he's old.
He's moving a little slower, but he's still doing it.
Okay.
He's very careful with his stunts these days.
With black people, they take each other down. Now, let that man work and get his check.
Yeah.
Period.
I believe Denzel, he's about to, or he just was the king in the new Gladiator movie. That makes a lot of sense.
I believe that.
Totally see him in that. I'm not sure I see Denzel, like, taking out a mafia of 10 people with just his hands anymore.
But if you saw how he did it in the last Equalizer, though, it made sense for a person of a certain age bracket. Like, he wasn't doing, like, full-on... he wasn't Steven Seagal in them.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. It would be like a bop, distract, now I'm going to shoot you. You know what I mean? It was gun-fu and a little bit of
would you like this butterscotch candy I've got in my pocket? Bang.
Mixing it up.
Well, moving on, child. Decades, honey, after starring together in Dracula, Keanu Reeves, honey, and Winona Ryder still...
Yes, Keanu Reeves. That's his name. We all know it. Yeah, we all know it's Keanu.
They call him the boat.
Go ahead.
Keanu Reeves and Winona Ryder still call each other husband.
Keanu.
Oh, Keanu?
No!
Keanu.
We have to leave it in.
Well, Keanu Reeves and Winona Ryder still call each other husband and wife. Now, during an interview, when asked how does a text message between her and Keanu typically goes, here's what she said.
On his birthday, I mean, it's like, happy birthday. My husband, and he always like, and I put, you know, Noni, and then he's like, hey wife, love you, KR57. Like on each birthday, he's like, KR57, or whatever his age is, and he's always done that.
So okay, y'all, significant others, honey, may not like all that, but would you all be okay, honey, with your partner calling their co-star husband?
It wouldn't bother me if this was something that, like, it was obvious they weren't together, and just like a thing from friends over 20 years. Yeah, sure. Movies.
I wonder if she'd be texting him when she's going still. But that's news.
Gary.
Like, how would John Wick take this?
Yeah, right.
Yo, man, some dickhead says he doesn't want to dribble a woman's buns. Now, everybody knows that BBLs have been on the rise for some years now, but Nick claims he's not a fan of them, and here's why.
I feel like basketballs.
Really?
I'm much rather natural.
Really?
Okay. So, honey, head cracker Tanner, are BBLs too hard? And, honey, if you don't like them, why y'all do men follow all the fake booties on social media? Here I am.
What? Here you are?
Where'd that part come from?
That part came in real. Yeah. We follow you.
Cause your booty's real?
Yeah, we follow you.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, some BBLs are hard, I think. And I don't know, like, if you go out the country to get the cheap ones or those the firmer ones. Cause like some of them, like once the foundation settles and they get soft, it's nice. But some people got BBLs and it's like hitting the end table.
You know what, I haven't squeezed a whole lot of BBLs.
Oh, okay.
You ain't just brushed up against nobody in the club when it's real, like, squeezed
real
tight, like, ooh, let me see.
Oh, God.
Excuse me, I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry, man. That's,
people let you feel them. Some women let you feel them.
No, the first time I got a chance to feel. The first time I got a chance to feel where, like, somebody just got them done, it's like, yo, feel it.
Exactly.
That's very nice.
Was
That's a
hard?
Great person right there.
Nah, it was like medium. Like, if you go on, like, Charmin level, it was like 200 ply.
Oh, God. All right, y'all, up next, Justin Theroux got real comfy up in the friendly skies. So grab you some seconds, and we'll dish on that right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back!
Hey!
All right, now for years, Justin Theroux has been dealing with rumors from the tabloids. Mm. And one of them was that he had to be naked when flying on airplanes.
Oh.
Well, his homie Jason Bateman figured out that it came from an international flight that they took together. Check this out.
Took a flight once to London together.
Yeah.
And he was like, and I came by to say goodnight to you, and you were totally naked. I was like, I wasn't naked. I was in like my boxer shorts.
Friendly skies. Justin apparently had a blanket over himself, so it looked like he was naked. It almost sounded like he was trying to start the rumor, right?
Okay, so it must have been kind of like a pod, the big planes where you can lay down in the bed.
But
like, I guess he made it really feel like at home, and he took his shirt off.
I don't know that I could like get in my pod and like try to like get my clothes off to sleep. I think I would just have to sleep in like something comfortable.
Especially with those blankets, they're like the size of 4 stamps.
Right.
So like, you know, to try to like get naked, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, while still keeping yourself covered, it's a little difficult.
Yeah, maybe the shirt off, but the pants is too much.
Well, but he want to be comfortable. People, if y'all all the money y'all pay to fly, y'all don't want to be comfortable.
I don't want to take my pants off on an airplane.
Well, I would. I mean, being comfortable and you up in the front, nobody can see you.
We hit some turbulence. Suddenly, I'm in the aisle. I'm naked. I can't get back to my seat. Like, that's the worst nightmare
like,
right there.
What if an emergency happens and you can't help nobody in your drawers?
And you know, like, sometimes your stuff will roll under the seat somehow. Yeah. Like, just imagine if your pants, like, are, like, now, like, on row 7 and you on row 2.
Well, speaking of nudity, reggaeton singer Guayna started an OnlyFans page, and he's sharing his motivation. He's married to a woman, social media star Lele Pons, but he appreciates his gay fans. He says, I wanted to have a different space to contribute to popular culture, mainly targeting women and people from the LGBTQ plus community. That spicy content is going to run you $50 a month, but sometimes he's got discounts, so look out for him. Is it cool that he's catering to this audience? Are you surprised? Is his wife okay with it?
Yeah, I mean, people are free now, hon. This is a different day and time. You wouldn't be comfortable catering to your fans, your LGBTQ plus fans?
I don't know that I'd be comfortable selling nude photos of myself, that's all.
And at the end of the day, if you could get money on both sides.
So would you do that hair, Greg?
You know, if things really went south, like really south, like yeah, probably.
Because I would pay.
I feel like there's money being left on the table, and sometimes I think about that, but I'm just not sure that I could commit hard enough to like really make those bucks. You know what I'm saying?
Why?
Like, it's a whole job.
Yeah, but you're not doing nothing but posing for a picture.
Yeah, I mean, know, but then you gotta like, I'm here in the DMs and I'm ready to talk if you want, or I've heard that's how some people do it. And then there's like my spicy, Brad, don't do this to me. Then there's like my spicy set is $100, and I'm like, what's gonna be my spicy set?
No personal experience at all.
None.
Sure. Okay, y'all, lots of people love the late Paul Rubens, a.k.a. Pee-wee Herman, for his show, his TV show, and his movie Pee-wee's Big Adventure. Unfortunately, the follow-up to that movie, 1988's Big Top Pee-wee, bombed at the box office, but it wasn't for lack of trying. He wanted to have the longest on-screen kiss with his love interest, so they had to beat a 3-minute and 5-second smooch in 1941's You're in the Army Now. So they timed it and went 1 second longer, but apparently it made test audiences fidgety, so they cut it down to a minute and a half.
Is this kiss is how it became Big Top Pee-wee?
I'm looking at this 10 seconds and I'm fidgety.
Why?
I'm not sure Pee-wee's into it.
Yeah, Pee-wee was
looking at it. She looked like she into it.
Yeah, she's into it. She loves him.
No. Did he get in her ear and he's like, Mecca Lecca Hi, Mecca Honey Ho. Okay, up next. Up next, it's time to ticket or skip it like it's 1999. We're checking out the upcoming comedy Y2K and the horror movie Wolfman. So come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
We're back and it's time for
ticket or skip it.
Okie dokie karaoke. Okay, well, the first movie we have is called Y2K, which comes out on December 6th. It's the directorial debut of former SNL cast member Kyle Mooney. This movie takes us back, you guys remember, it takes us back to 1999, on the last night of 1999, when two high school juniors crash a New Year's Eve party, only to find themselves fighting for their lives when Y2K becomes a reality. Yeah. Take a look.
Oh, old sticky.
Fire.
He's gonna burn on the Y2K.
In a few hours, you have an excuse to kiss the girl of your dreams.
Don't let go.
What What do we think, guys? Ticket or skip it?
Yo, man, listen. Honey. I'm a big Kyle Mooney fan. Whenever he was on SNL, he always killed it there. And he had a show on Netflix called Saturday Morning All-Star
Hits. That's right.
That was just good and weird. I expect nothing but greatness from him and Jonah Hill. Ticket for me.
Because I love Jonah Hill, I'm willing to take a stab at it.
I'm also going to ticket it. It looks great.
Because I don't know Jonah Hill, I'm skipping it.
You don't know Jonah Hill?
No. No.
Oh, yeah. What were you guys doing on Y2K?
I don't know if we were having sex or what, because they're bringing in the new 2000.
I don't even remember.
I was at a party over a friend's house, and I definitely was hoping something crazy or chaotic happened because I wanted to live through something.
Oh, yeah.
And it was a very mundane evening where nothing really happened.
Up next is a movie called Wolfman, and it's a reimagined of the classic monster franchise. Now, it comes out on January 17th, and it's about a man who must protect himself and his family when they're being terrorized and haunted by a deadly werewolf at night during a full moon. It stars Christopher Abbott, who you might know from the TV show Girls, and Julia Garner, who won 3 Emmys for her work on Ozark. Check it out.
What was that thing, Blake?
It sounded like an animal. But I swear to God, it was standing on 2 feet.
Daddy, are we gonna die?
No, it's my job to protect you.
What's wrong with Daddy?
He got sick.
Blake, that is scaring me! Blake, stop!
Ooh. So are we going to take it or skip it?
I might have to pass opening weekend, but if the reviews are really good, I might go check it second weekend.
I need more melanin in these holiday movies, so I'm gonna skip it.
I think it would have been a lot shorter if more of us was in that movie, because as soon as we hear a weird howl, we going home.
Yeah, I'm just not interested in the possessiveness
of it
all.
You don't like stuff like that.
Yeah, I don't, you know, I grew up in church. That's not my thing. I'm not crazy about horror movies.
And was that meat hanging up in the window or something? What was that?
Probably bodies or something.
Yeah.
Oh, see that?
Looked like a butcher shop kind of set up.
Well, coming up, honey, one woman wants a break from hosting Thanksgiving. Oh, I wonder what she's doing today. That story when we come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
It's our last story of the day, so...
Dish is here!
Well, nothing says the holidays like good old family drama. A 40-year-old woman is crying out to the internet for help because she needs a break from hosting the family's Thanksgiving dinner. So she hoped one of her 6 other sisters could give her a break and host instead. But none of them offered to host, and her 2 older sisters even called her selfish for wanting to break tradition. Wow. They claimed she's the one with the most experience, and it wouldn't be the same if she didn't host. We're not sure what they're doing today, how they're spending it, but what do you guys think of this? Was this woman being unreasonable for wanting a break from hosting Thanksgiving?
Not at all.
No.
Because sometimes you want to shake things up, and you might be surprised that the year you break tradition, it might be the year you have the best Thanksgiving ever. Right?
Yeah. It's stressful to host a party or anything because it's all on you. You got to figure out all the plans. Everybody's calling you. You're probably paying for everything. People got to bring dishes. You got to set it up. You got to get everything done. Am I speaking from experience?
but I feel you. I feel you, though.
Well, I have a touching Thanksgiving story. And we don't have to put it on there, though.
Oh, a touching
story. But, my mother woke up Thanksgiving morning and was preparing our Thanksgiving meal. And my daddy died before lunch. So, but anyway, I mean, that's the real thing. My daddy died on Thanksgiving morning. So, but I mean, I'm just saying that, though. But anyway, it's no big deal.
Did y'all eat?
But we ate. Yeah, we kept the dinner going.
How bad did he hate the food?
Hey! Anyway, y'all, well, like that, family, honey, we hope that you have enjoyed your Thanksgiving with us. Bye!
Gobble till you wobble!
Enjoy Thanksgiving.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.